something terrible is going to happen. Yep, there's going to be a big disaster, some kind of disease or bomb. Something terrible is about to happen. Fear and propaganda in the modern world, the world we're living in podcast 851, the Bob Davis Podcasts. Well, in this podcast, we're going to talk about the potential for something terrible to happen. And when it comes to real estate, I can guarantee you that if you don't take a lawyer to the close of that brand new property that you just bought, probably something terrible will happen. And it's kind of funny, but it's very, very true. If you're buying or selling, do you have a good real estate lawyer is a really important question, whether it's the first house or the first house your kids are buying, lake home, rental property, if you're downsizing, whatever. You go out and you look for houses, and most people look at 5 to 10 houses. It gets to be tiring. When you finally find the house you want, you sign the purchase agreement. Usually people don't have the attorney overlook the purchase agreement. They buy the house, but then you have to go to a close. So the reason you have an attorney at the close is usually we don't know what we're signing. Somebody hands us a pen and we just sign without having attorneys look at it. That's where LaCroix Law comes in. Tim LaCroix has the experience and knowledge, especially for your first-time home buyers or if you haven't bought a house in a long time. Real estate is complex. And again, when handed a pen, people often just collapse and sign things they don't understand. And that's why you have Tim LaCroix on hand, because he is, at the end of the day, the most important step. LaCroix Law, real estate attorneys, residential, commercial, contractor and construction, residential rentals, mortgage and community associations. Tim has a lot of experience in real estate law and in real estate. Call Tim LaCroix, and then when you sign something, you know what you're signing. 763-226-0758. That's 763-226-0758. If you click on the link on the blog at thebobdavispodcast.com, it takes you to his LinkedIn page, and you can message him and find out all about the company, LaCroix Law. Hey, I want to thank everybody for listening to the Bob Davis Podcasts on iTunes, TuneIn, which works with Alexa, Google Play, which works with the Google device, Stitcher.com, Spotify is great for Android devices. I appreciate the likes and especially the shares on social media like Facebook. That really helps my effort and the podcasting channel. And of course, favoriting and following on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, which is really turning out to be a great new platform that isn't political. It's more about business. Also appreciate your donations for Mobile Podcast Command at thebobdavispodcasts.com. So before I start this podcast, it should be pointed out 5 billion videos are posted to YouTube every day. Literally billions of people watch YouTube. In addition, its heaviest users are adults 18 to 49. Now, I love YouTube, so I am qualified to talk about YouTube. I'm one of the heavy users of YouTube, so I'm as good as the next guy when it comes to my authority as a viewer. And what I am seeing right now is a tremendous amount of what I believe is propaganda coming through this channel. It's impossible to understand the origins or the intent, whether it's UFOs, people are going to storm Area 51, the QAnon conspiracists, but mostly it's about spreading fear and loathing and mistrust of established social institutions across the world, and it usually starts like this.
At first, I didn't think I had anything to report today, and then a loved one came to me and said, Christopher, do you have like a weird feeling about things right now? I'm like, well, I don't know. I feel alert, maybe a little bit anxious. I was like, tell me more. Like, what are you feeling? So I don't know. I just feel like something terrible is going to happen.
And most of the time, there is a fair amount of truly factual information strung together to make a wider point or to lend credibility to the intent of the content creator's video like this.
Now, this is coming from somebody who I know really well, who's a loved one who never says these types of things, ever. I've never even heard them mouth these words. And it got me thinking. I'm talking here in studio, around the office, and with all these worldly events, we've had earthquakes, tornadoes, mass flooding. We've seen the Cascadia fault line begin moving. We've had the two instances in California, hundreds and hundreds of earthquakes, tsunamis, all these weather events, look at politics right now, even with what's going on with Trump, and just this divide and conquer. There's riots in Puerto Rico asking for the governor to step down. There are warning signs in Iran. And I was thinking to myself, you know, God warns the elect. He warns his followers.
And when the content creator, like this guy, who wears spectacles without lenses on camera, will end up at the end by saying something like this.
What do you guys think? I mean, what are you seeing out there? Do you feel the same way? Are you feeling kind of this sinking suspicion in your gut that something big is about to break?
The biggest thing on YouTube right now, and there have been many big things on YouTube over the years, whether we're talking about blood moons, the end of the world that is supposed to occur every month or so, and then I do a video on it. It was supposed to end on September 23rd a year or two ago, and then it didn't, and then it was going to be December 25th, and it didn't. And usually they put a bunch of these videos up, and then nothing happens, and it sort of burns it out, and then they start all over again with a new date and some new prophecy and so forth. The four horsemen are being released into the world. Lately, if you're talking about the end times, fear-mongering, pure something is going to happen, greatest hits material, it's Ebola. Just the word Ebola strikes fear into the hearts of all who hear or watch. So now some facts. Yes, Ebola is spreading in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and it has spread to Uganda. And I think there have been some other cases reported in Kenya. In fact, I know there have been some cases reporting in Kenya. We're talking about southwestern Africa here. There's more, but for the time being, let's just play along. Here is one of my favorite YouTube creators, Jennifer at Jennifer Veterans for Truth. And I think part of it is that she seems so normal and natural and credible. Over the years, she's, quote, reported on UFOs, government conspiracies, internet kill switches, YouTube suppressing content, and more. Just recently, she has gone on an Ebola kick. Jennifer says she used to be something like an Air Force or Army nurse or Navy nurse. I can't confirm that, but okay, fine, that's good. And that's just about all you need to know about Jennifer, Veterans for Truth.
Hey guys, it's Jennifer. All right, so the video I'm going to be discussing today is going to be something that is being hidden in the media. It's being buried. It's not that they're not putting it out. It's just being buried. This is something that everyone needs to know. Certain events are occurring, and I think that they don't really know how to react, how to let people know what's actually going on, and because they don't want to cause some type of panic. It's nothing to worry about when, unfortunately, that's the furthest thing from the truth. I wish that were the fact, but this is actually going on. What's going on right now is there has been another Ebola breakout, or this is going to be a pandemic, and they honestly don't know what to do about it because it is morphing. So what's going on is it is essentially like a bacterial resistant infection to where it's not really responding the way that it should be, and not only that, it is no longer being able to be detected. That's the most frightening part. People are coming up testing negative when in fact they actually do have it. It's just laying dormant, or it's somewhere that they didn't know, which is something that's not normal.
Now, let's talk a little bit about amateur content creators and journalism, because a lot of the content creators on Facebook and YouTube and podcasting and even on broadcast are not reporters. So if you're a reporter If you are a journalist and you have a quote or story and you're actually adhering to journalistic standards, well, there are some rules for making statements based on quotes or, quote, reporting, unquote, stories, which in the case of any kind of propaganda or amateur content creation involves replaying content most of the time, like I'm doing here. I have a bunch of people from YouTube and I am basically replaying parts of their content to make a point. That's not necessarily reporting. That's me sharing this with you and giving you something to think about. I'm not reporting it. When I did the St. Louis Park thing, I reported on the St. Louis Park thing. I didn't have to confirm sources because that was real time. Just here's what happened. And then, of course, I gave opinions at the end, which, again, are designed to get people to think about how they feel about the topic. So I'm not reporting. I'm not a journalist. I'm creating content for people to think about. But if you're a journalist, if you're actually saying I'm reporting on this, well, there are some rules. So in the second half of this podcast, we're going to talk about amateur content creators calling themselves reporters and propaganda and the difference. Well, here we are again, back in sort of a rain and cold kind of mix. I have said I think fall is here. A lot of people would prefer that I not say that, but here it is. And if you're like me, you don't like being cold. So when we're about 30 days at the time of the recording of this podcast in the present time frame from that point where we're going to have to start turning the heat on, 30 days to 60 days. And that's where Ryan Plumbing and Heating of St. Paul for Home or Business comes in. Might want to have the heating checked. I had heating problems last winter, and I want to make sure that those heating systems are going to work right when it gets cold. But we've also had a lot of rain. Rain causes pipes to clog and other issues. So if you have plumbing or heating problems or air conditioning problems because it'll get hot again or heating problems, you want reliable service. That means Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul. You call 651-224-4771 in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Ryan goes back four generations in Frogtown in St. Paul. Quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems. If you own property, this is why we say call a plumber, because they will make sure it gets done right. Residential and business. Ryan Plumbing and Heating, again, in St. Paul, 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Online at ryanplumbing.com. So before we even go back to YouTube and content creators, let's talk about the rules for verification of something somebody says, something somebody reports the internet, whether it's Breitbart or CNN or Fox News, or you heard a quote or you have a story, you have to rely on your own original reporting. So if you're doing a story about, something that happened, a car crash, then you have the actual who, what, where, why, and when of what the car crash, when it happened and where. But if somebody says, and it happened because, well, then you have to verify those quotes. You can't just republish stories from other news outlets without doing your own investigation. So you have to call the sources mentioned in the news. So you have to call the police chief, and you have to call the victims of the crash, and you have to try to find some other sources. So you have to try to find some witnesses. Stories that cannot be independently confirmed should not be repeated just because others did so. So when in doubt, you leave it out. So if you can't confirm it, it can't go into the story. And a story is not verified by one other source. Generally, it's the really good news organizations generally have to have at least two, and they would prefer three or four independent confirmations that can corroborate a story, especially if it's a political story, especially if it is a story that has some powerful import, like there's an Ebola epidemic on and no one is reporting on it, and they don't want to tell us. Well, that's something that has to be confirmed, and just saying that's true is not making it true, and just reporting what Breitbart says doesn't make it true. And I'm just using Breitbart as a whipping boy. So when you're listening to talk radio, cable news, and of course YouTube or any other kind of so-called opinion journalism, which generally this is, which I would hesitate to even call journalism, it's important to remember referring to a factual news story doesn't necessarily support a bigger conclusion. Like, for example, here's a made-up story, right? We're having problems with Iran. So I know a guy in the Air Force who's a master sergeant who says his friends who work on F-117s say they just finished doing all these installs of these new software and hardware tools, and they just sent a squadron of F-117s to the Persian Gulf. F-117s are used as stealth strike aircraft. Therefore, that means we're about to attack Iran. Well, that's not anything that's confirmed. Did I call the Defense Department? No. Did they comment? No. And if they say, we don't know anything about that, then I can't print that there's going to be an attack in Iran. I can't put facts together just because they appear like they go together and say, this is what this means. But that's what all these people do. And it's not just on YouTube. Here's another Jennifer clip.
And from what I'm seeing, it looks like the biggest thing that they are trying to hide or they're very unsure about is if this is airborne or not. From what I see, that's the only thing that can make sense.
So, considering what Jennifer's doing, and she's just an example of stuff on YouTube, and really not just YouTube, but everywhere else, and I'll tell you about that in a second, this is what I've been able to determine about the allegations that we have an Ebola pandemic, which technically we do, because a pandemic is a worldwide spread of a new disease. But an epidemic is the rapid spread of an infectious disease to a large number of people within a short period of time, usually 2 weeks or less. 1,000 people is not. So just so you know, these Ebola cases are ticking up at 20 or 30 at a time. That isn't, I wouldn't call it an epidemic because we're not seeing 20 or 30 cases in the United States or anywhere else. It's just in southwestern Africa primarily, although there have been reports of Ebola in other parts of the world, but they're not confirmed, and I'm going to get to that in a second. Pandemic sounds a lot worse than epidemic, but pandemic is preferable to epidemic because an epidemic of Ebola would be catastrophic. And so what she's really predicting is an epidemic of Ebola, but she calls it pandemic. And then there's a bunch of assertions that were in various articles from various news sources, which most of my experience with news sources is generally what happens is, so I have a website and I put news up on the website and I have 30 employees and 4 or 5 of them are digital marketing experts and 4 or 5 of them are IT people. 2 of them are on camera or on podcast presenters and 4 of them are people who rewrite stories that we find across the globe. And then we have an editorial meeting with those 4 or 5 people. We say, hey, we should do this and we should do that and this should go up on the website and blah, 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 blah. So usually it's the interns. And I know this for a fact because my son was one that, just basically rewrite stories. And you wouldn't believe how far the rewrite thing goes, even up to the highest levels in some of these organizations. They don't always verify stories even when they know they should. So I guess we do have a pandemic of Ebola since there have been cases spreading in southwestern Africa as well as reportedly, as I said, in parts of the world. But as I said, pandemic is preferable to epidemic, right? The assertion or the implication that Ebola is airborne. So this originated with Michael Alsterholm here in Minnesota, who has said that it's possible it could mutate to become airborne. Well, this is really controversial, and it has not been proven with additional research. It can be airborne, but only if someone is infectious. There are other theories that could say that it could mutate to become more airborne, but again, there's no proof that that's going on right now. You get Ebola from direct contact with bodily fluids of a person infected with Ebola in the contagious stage. Can Ebola be undetected, people coming up negative when they have it? Well, I found lists and lists of diseases similar to Ebola in southwestern Africa and other parts of the world, which are inflammatory infections which can produce blood in the vomit and stool and fever and all of that. People who look like they have Ebola could have Ebola, but they might have other diseases. If they were in a region where there was an outbreak, then they have to be quarantined because they could have Ebola, and other people who come in contact with their bodily fluids, including in some cases sperm, could in fact be contagious. So it's very dangerous. A couple from Dallas vacationing in Fiji died recently. They died of Ebola. Well, they haven't proved what they died of. So we don't know what they got. We don't. That information has not been provided. And so that is a fertile ground for speculation. Maybe they had it. Maybe they didn't. Maybe there's proof. Maybe there isn't. And eventually we'll find out. This is the biggest outbreak ever of Ebola. No, it's not. There have been many outbreaks. I did a little research and found out that, and from many different sources, and I'll post some of those on the blog, that there have been many Ebola outbreaks over the years since it was discovered in 1976. And probably before that, they just didn't know what it was back in the day. There have actually been outbreaks of Ebola consistently almost every 2 or 3 years in southwestern Africa and other parts of Africa. So this idea that this is, so far, this is not even as bad as 2014, although it might be as bad as 2014. So I don't want to say that it isn't or won't be. As far as propaganda is concerned, what is propaganda? It is information of a false and misleading nature used to promote or publicize a particular cause or point of view. Here's an example of the propaganda from a different point of view during the last Ebola outbreak in 2014. And it's a good example, and a good example is RT. Lots of people also quote InfoWars or RT. InfoWars does not employ journalists. They are actually interested in information that they can twist in essentially a false or misleading nature, which is used to promote a point of view. It's like saying, well, for example, I just did a podcast about the debt of average Americans being in pure dollar amount greater than the debt in 2008. If you adjust for inflation, well, then it isn't doesn't appear to be a problem. Well, my whole point of that was I'm not going to report that because the fact is if you adjust for inflation, then a Chevy Suburban that costs $65,000 today is really only $25,000. You see what I'm saying? So I didn't want to include inflation arguments because inflation arguments twist everything and confuse it. In my presentation in the last podcast, the idea was to just present the raw numbers and, you know, say, look, that is a problem. It's a problem at the national level. It's a problem at the local level and so forth. You know, if you were to do even more research, you would be able to say, and here's this point of view and that point of view. In that particular podcast, I didn't do that because I'm not a journalist. And I was trying to get across the idea that debt is a serious problem in the United States. Okay. You can agree or disagree with that. But anyway, so RT is literally owned by the Russian government and is obvious propaganda, although it's never clear what the direction of the piece that they're doing is. These, for example, seem like they support the United States, but I think they're designed to sow less faith in political and social institutions in the rest of the world and the United States. Note the factual information with a reversal and tone of bias about halfway through.
The U.S. just pledged $500 million in funding from the Department of Defense to fight Ebola. The U.S. Agency for International Development will also distribute 400,000 protective kits with sanitizer and gloves, primarily in Liberia. So you'd think the Liberians would see the U.S. as a partner in eradicating this terrible outbreak. But you'd be wrong, because it's more like they see the U.S. as the cause of Ebola. The Liberian Daily Observer, which is the largest newspaper in Liberia, just published an article on their front page with the headline, Ebola AIDS Manufactured by Western Pharmaceuticals, US DOD. The article basically accuses the US of manufacturing this Ebola outbreak in what they call an American military medical industry scheme to use Africa as a testing ground for bioweapons.
And this.
The Republican caucus room conspiracy is putting all of our lives at risk. As the condition of Thomas Eric Duncan, the Liberian man diagnosed with Ebola in Texas, continues to worsen, and as fears over Ebola spreading in the United States continue to grow, the right-wing media is lashing out at the U.S. Surgeon General.
And even way back in 2014, Michael Savage, hero of the right, attacking Obama for spreading Ebola on purpose.
Moses in the desert. I go back to the desert. They wanted to see who the lepers were. Why? They didn't want to hurt the leper, but they didn't want the rest of the tribe to become leprous. So they did a careful differential diagnosis, and in those days, they put the leper out into the desert. Of course, we don't do that now. Now we go out in the world and look for the lepers and bring them into our cities and schools and hospitals, because that's the way to make things fair and equitable. You can't have a nation with such good health in a world where there's such sickness. Obama wants equality and he wants fairness. And it's only fair that America have a nice epidemic or two or three or four in order to really feel what it's like to be in the third world.
And I mentioned Savage because they're saying the same thing now, but it's from a different perspective. It's the deep state or it's Trump. In the end, you know, it doesn't, who knows. So in 2014, we did not all perish from Ebola despite all of the alarm. We did not perish from the bird flu. We have weathered earthquakes and hurricanes as we always have, and riots and all sorts of things, political unrest. Is something terrible going to happen? There's always some fresh hell to report, and you can be sure that at some point, somewhere, some terrible thing will happen, and many of us are going to die. But many of us are going to die before any of that happens anyway. One of the reasons people are susceptible to these scary headlines, and this is great because this is some research I did, and I think this is pretty reliable. First of all, about 20% of us have real anxiety disorders, but, and that's one of the chief causes of just this fear and loathing, and the fear and loathing that these kinds of videos trigger. But many of us have sleep problems, and we have a fair amount of stress in our lives. There are also very real things called cognitive distortions when your mind actually warps your perception of reality. I suffer from this. I can get myself worked into a tizzy over something, and then I have to stop myself and go, you're just, you know, it's chemtrails or whatever it is. If you watch or listen to too much conspiracy theory, you think the whole world is a conspiracy, and maybe it is. I don't know. But I'd rather not even think about it most of the time. And negative core beliefs, something I have noted with people addicted to politics, whether they are addicted to politics of the right or the left, have a lot of really negative core beliefs. And of course, childhood trauma and personality disorders make many of us ripe to be triggered by some kind of something terrible is going to happen types of stories. Because of these kinds of things, many people are very fearful of bad weather and all kinds of predictions about what is going to happen. What if I were to report instead something wonderful is about to happen? Because usually that's true as well. Okay, now, in the news these days, in addition to all of the propaganda, there's a lot of talk about foreign manufacturing and all sorts of other things with President Trump. Some companies are bringing some of their manufacturing back to the United States. If you're looking for American manufacturing, remember DepoStar, American design, engineering, and manufacturing. Visit their website at DepoStar.com. Also, once again, lots of rain, clogged pipes. It's going to get cold. Does your heat work? Think Ryan Plumbing and Heating of St. Paul for home or business. Four generations in Frogtown. They can bring you reliable service and they can do all those checks for you. Check them out online at ryanplumbing.com. Yeah, I was going to talk about, you know, I was just going to run a bunch of crazy YouTube videos and have fun with it. But, you know, it turned into a really great thing because I got a chance to do some research on how to actually confirm sources and what's journalism versus the kind of stuff I do. And it's one of the reasons that these days I think before I speak in terms of what I'm doing in terms of podcasting. I could sit here, and I do sometimes, and just talk. But it's really important to check what you're talking about to make sure that at least you're advancing the story. And I think with all media, people need to be aware of whether or not, and you can hear it, are they giving you confirmation through different sources? You know, what are they doing? Just connecting the dots, which is useless without confirmation? Or are they actually giving you factual information that's confirmed through three or four different sources? So it's something to think about. Thanks for listening to Podcast 851, the Bob Davis Podcasts. Something terrible is going to happen.
Chris Brown starts an Ebola conspiracy theory on Twitter. And what's scarier than his theory is that people are taking him seriously. I'm Mara Montalbano for Buzz 60. The singer's insensitive tweet about the deadly virus is getting a lot of attention. Brown tweeted, "I don't know, but I think this Ebola epidemic is a form of population control. It's getting crazy."